Did you know that those who follow Jesus, meaning those who believe in him and obey him, have access to use his authority and the power that's in his name? John 16:23 says, I tell you the truth, you will ask the Father directly and he will grant your request because you use my name. Ask using my name and you will receive and you will have abundant joy. So who does the Bible say can actually use the name of Jesus? Take a look at Mark 16:17-18. It says, these miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name, and they will speak in new languages. They will be able to handle snakes with safety, and if they drink anything poisonous, it will not hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick, and they will be healed. Did you know that the Bible says that Jesus has been given all authority in heaven and in earth? That comes from Matthew 28:18. And did you also know that Ephesians 1:3 says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. You might ask yourself, what can I really ask God for? Romans 8:32 says, since God did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? The Word of God says we can pray and ask God directly for anything as long as we ask in the name of Jesus. I really like the way that Pastor W.E. Kenyon put it. And this comes from his book, The Name of Jesus. He said, God has made this investment for the benefit of the church. He has made this deposit on which the church has a right to draw for her every need. He has given to Jesus the name that has within it the fullness of the Godhead, the wealth of the eternities, and the love of the heart of God. And all that's in his name has been given to us. We have a right to use that name against our enemies. We have the right to use it in our petitions. We have the right to use it in our praises and worship. That name has been given to us. You might ask yourself, well, who is us? Remember, Mark 16:17-18 said, those who believe. E.W. Kenyon also goes on to say, even the weakest person has a legal right now to all the grace, might, power, blessing, health, healing, and life found in Jesus' name. Don't get me wrong. God is not a genie that grants wishes. No, I'm not talking about the world's version of manifestation. Manifestation, as the world sees it, is a corruption of what the Word of God says. I'm simply telling you what the Word of God tells us we have the right to do if we believe in Jesus. And believing in Jesus isn't the only condition. Two verses that prove that. John 14:15. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And also in John 3:36, and anyone who believes in God's Son has eternal life. Now here's the condition. Anyone who does not obey the Son will never experience eternal life, but remains under God's angry judgment. So those are just a handful of verses. And I really encourage you to write these verses down. Read them on your own. Seek God and ask him to show you the truth about what he's saying. Get alone with him and ask for guidance. I also encourage you to stay in the Word. And even more so, always make time for prayer. It's that personal time, it's that quiet time that you spend with God one-on-one that builds your relationship with him. This has been the Talented Servant Podcast.